So if you're a business owner who maybe you've gone through something hard, you've gone through a sticky season, what I want you to do is I want you to pick up the pen and start writing again. Start making and producing more than you're consuming. And all of a sudden, now you're going to be the top of mind in the marketplace. People are interested in you. What's she doing? Now, when you start making, though, with the lens of intentionality, it's not just I'm posting to post because that can't be it. An evolution is not an evolution because you increase the quantity. An evolution is an evolution because you increase the quality of something. Something has changed about you, and now you feel called to lead in a bigger way. That context is everything. So now when you make posts, make podcasts, make emails, send them out, they all have more power behind them. And people feel the change and power of the brand, and they want to follow you and come with you as a leader.
Welcome back to the Female Purpose Podcast. I have a guest with me today, and it's Bridget James Ling, one of my mentors and the woman behind the Freedom Queen movement, which is not your regular coaching business. And there are so many gold nuggets in this interview. I don't even know where to start. We talk about the difference between building a high-end movement and a regular coaching business. We talk about evolving as a female leader and entrepreneur. We talk about identity shifts. And you'll learn why you should definitely come to Florida at the end of the year in November 2026. So without further ado, let's dive in, have fun with Bridget and me.
Bridget, you have built something so extraordinary within a short period of time, and you're living an extraordinary life. And you did that by focusing on something that I personally had never heard anything before I came into your world, which is building movement. So for everybody listening here, and obviously I know what it is now because I'm part of your world, but I bet a lot of women are like, huh, movements? Okay, what is that? So if I were to ask you, what is the difference between, let's say, a regular coaching business and a high-end movement? How would you explain that? What is the difference?
So when I started Freedom Queen, I never wanted to only be a coach. I always wanted to build something big. And I really hated labels. So I hated being called like, oh, you're a coach in the coaching industry. No, you're a business coach. And if you notice, even in my bio, it doesn't say business coach, because I really wouldn't say that that's what I am. I would say I'm the leader of a movement called Freedom Queen. Just like Christian Dior created Christian Dior. Christian Dior just happens to sell jewelry and bags and scarves, but it's a luxury brand. So when I first came into the online space, I didn't know that the coaching industry existed. So that was my context. And as soon as I got inside, I saw a lot of people doing these very cheap marketing. It was like, you have to sell this way in order to get people to buy. You need to do this offer stack. You need to have this funnel. You need to have, you need to do scarcity. You need to be more like a boss. Like a lot of business coaches were like, you need to be like this boss person and you need to have a Google Doc when you work with your clients. And if you don't do it that way, you're bad. And I was like, what? Like, what is all of this stuff? Like, I just talk to people and they move. Like, I just believe in people and I see them and they move. My mentorship, we can do it in a Google Doc. And by all means, I write curriculums. I'm writing my book in a Google Doc. Like, I'm not afraid of that. I utilize it, but it's not my power. My power is in creating brands that move people, that inspire people, that make us as leaders move. So the difference between a coaching business and a movement is, if we were to think about it like singers, Christina Aguilera owns a coaching business. Taylor Swift owns a movement. So Christina Aguilera is talented, beautiful. People love her. I love her. I think that she's the most beautiful singer in the world. Her vocals are insane. And that's that. Taylor Swift is the leader of a movement. I would actually argue that Christina Aguilera is a better singer than Taylor Swift.
Yes.
She's amazing. Like, she's like best kept secret. But Taylor Swift has built a movement. You are a Swiftie. You relate to her music. You want to tell your friends about her company. You want to wear the bracelets, the merch. You love Taylor Swift. We have Taylor Swift impersonators. They want to become Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift inspires other people to become leaders of their own movements. That's what a really good movement leader should do. It should inspire other people within the movement to create their own movement. This is why I say, I help winners win more. I don't help people who aren't winning win. I help people who are winning win more. You don't come into Freedom Queen because you lack. You come into Freedom Queen because you're an overflow and you want to overflow even more because you know that there's more for your life. So a movement has this feeling of belonging. A coaching business has this feeling of, I'm here to learn something from you. And it doesn't really have that many repeat customers. It's like, I learned the skill and now I leave. Versus a movement is, I'm not here to really learn anything. I'm here to actually become someone. And I don't want to stop becoming that person.
Wow, that's so powerful. So what should I be changing if I were to have a, let's say, regular coaching business and I wanted to switch to the movement model? Like, what would be the first thing to focus on? Like, what should I be changing about my business?
The first thing is your vision. So your vision has to be really big. If you want to lead something big and have a lot of people following you, and you need to have a vision for yourself, but also for everyone. So your vision needs to be so big that other people's visions can fit inside of your vision. And then you need to keep expanding that vision, because when you stop expanding the vision, other people feel like, well, this vision's not that big anymore. So your vision needs to keep expanding. And you do that through telling people, literally telling people, like, here's my vision. Here's where we're going. Here's what I see for you, for me, for everyone here, for the team, for my clients, for even mentors that I've worked with colleagues, like with your family. Like, here's the vision, okay? I'm going to recast the vision again for me and for everyone. But then people need to feel like they belong. So there's different, I really love studying this. There's different levels of, obviously, of human psychology, and there's different levels in terms of, let's call it like communal psychology, in terms of how we relate to other people. And there was a study done on leaders in tribes many, many years ago. And there's different levels to this. And I'm just going to jump to levels 3 and 4, the highest tiers. The third tier of this communicative or this community-based psychology is I-focused. So this is what it looks like in marketing in the online space. I'm your business coach. Hire me. You make money because of me. I'm the best. Everyone else sucks. I do it without doing what they do. It's very I-focused. And that type of leadership can only take you so far. You can achieve a lot of success, but you will stop growing because it's all built around you. Then there's the next tier, which is us. There's a togetherness feeling. There's a we in the conversation. We are going places. Together, we can create this. Us. And that part takes a level of removing of the ego, because you have to give other people the microphone and you have to stop micromanaging everyone. And you need to trust and build a team, a culture of people that can really be a part of your mission. And you still need to be the leader in we, because us still needs a leader. We're still looking for that. But the difference between me, level 4 and level 3, or how I lead versus how a level 3 leader would lead, is they don't want other leaders. They want more followers. I don't want more followers. I want more leaders. I want people of Freedom Queen to be leaders. Women in Freedom Queen aren't followers, they're leaders. And this is the difference. I had someone come to one of my events recently. It was a partner event in Dubai. And she was like, one of the things I notice is that all of the women that work with you are leaders. Like, they're not following, they're not like followers of Freedom Queen. They're leaders in Freedom Queen. She's like, it was so different. I'm like, yeah, well, why would I want to create more followers? I want to create leaders that go and lead other movements inside of their businesses or whatever it is that they're creating. So I love to study that human psychology, because that's the real difference between the two. It's like, one is I-focused, so everything's about me, and the other one's about us and where we're going together. And I just so happen to be the person that's leading it, because I chose to do that.
I love that. And I think it's ultimately what inspires and moves people more than the other model, like being very I-focused. And as you said, it's there's an end to that eventually. And I want to dive into something that really struck me about your work when I first came across it. And that was like last summer, I think, and I landed on your feed and I saw something like, it was such a good post I saved and I was like, ooh, this is good. And it was something about evolving, and it said, gulp, 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 drink it up, drink your own Kool-Aid. You remember that one? I think it was so good. I was like, who is this person? So I eventually, I went down the rabbit hole of Bridget James Ling, and I continued, and I was like, oh, wow, love it, love it, love it. And one thing that struck me about your work, Bridget, and I don't know if you know it's so special, but it is your unique perspective on evolving. Because when I met you, or when I came across your work, I had been going through what I would call a solid identity crisis. Like, I had built something really fantastic for myself. I had built a female purpose brand, launched a podcast, done the courses, all of that. And 2 years into my business, so I think it was in summer 2023, I was like, God, I'm stuck. Like, I don't want to be doing this anymore. And the thing is, back then, I didn't see one single coach, trainer, leader on whole market reflecting back to me what I was feeling. Like, I couldn't find myself mirrored in any space at all. So what happened was, I was like, God, probably I'm an alien. Yeah, and I'm the only one feeling like this. Like, I need to go find other aliens, but they just weren't there. So eventually, I just went back to the strategies and the frameworks and the blueprints and the launches and blah, blah, blah. And so I did that for a while, and I tried the evergreen funnels, and but it didn't get better. It just only got worse. So when I landed on your feed, I was like, ooh, this is different, because that's a woman opening the space of evolving. It's like okay to evolve in your world. And it's not even just okay. You even say, no, we're getting paid to evolve. Like, that's what you're getting paid for. Mm. And I would love to dive into that, because I think that's such a interesting perspective, having come from all these master classes and coaching programs where the narrative was quite the opposite, actually. Like, telling me, no, you shouldn't be evolving too much, because that's going to confuse your clients, and you should have this positioning, and you should be like the mindset coach or the career coach. And then you should have like one catchy, you know, positioning phrase, and then launch a signature course, and you should be launching it in April and in October. And if you want more clients, we'll just do the evergreen funnel and then be happy with that.
Right. And then don't talk to any of your clients. Just do the evergreen to them. And then don't talk to them.
Exactly. Just,
and then be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that felt didn't feel right in my body, because it didn't vibe with me. Like, that's not how I roll, because I love to evolve. I love to change. Like, I have done more career transitions in the last 10 years than most people would do their entire life. So I love reinventing myself. And so I came across the female, oh, not the female, I always want to say.
I love it. we're coming into one.
It's both an F word, that's why.
Yeah.
The Freedom Queen movement. And I came across that, and you said, were you being paid to evolve? Can you say more about that? What do you mean when you say that?
Yes. So we can look at this, we can look at it, and we're going to look at it through two lenses, this lens of humanity, because I believe that a lot of our business practices just go back to how to be a really good human. If you want to make a lot of money, study humans. But then let's also look at it through the strategy, like the know-how of it. So if we look at humanity, we survive only through evolving. The world is constantly changing. And if you're not changing, you're going to die off. You have to be able to adapt. If you stop evolving as a human, you're going to die. You're literally, like, if we just look at humanity, you're out. If you're not willing to adapt to the new model, to what's coming, to AI, to the new climate that you're in, to the new family reality, and if you're so resistant to change, you won't lead. Because if we study human psychology, and I think this is one of the reasons that Freedom Queen has been successful, is because I understand how human psychology works. People follow people that are going somewhere. We don't follow people that aren't going anywhere. Everyone is moved by a leader that's like, I want to go find out what's over there across the pond. Like, I know England's amazing, but let's see if America exists. We're moved by this. It's like, Yeah, wow. Like, because it creates in our bodies this forward motion. It's just true to who we are, which is we survive through evolution. Like, the Bible talks about this. It's like the days of the righteous grow brighter and brighter. Like, your latter days are greater than your former days. So everything is moving forward. We're always moving forward as a human race. So if we take that same principle, we plug it into our businesses, it's the exact same thing. If you think about, let's go back to some of the singers. Let's go back to Taylor Swift. She's done like so many albums and produces and makes more and changes and evolves and changes and evolves. That person is in front of you. You're going to keep following that person. The person that is out of sight, out of mind, is going to be forgotten. People get really sad about this. I don't get sad about this. This is a reality. If you choose to stop showing up and you choose to stop making, you will be forgotten. That's not a problem. That's a leverage point. And here's what I really want somebody listening to this episode. If you've stopped making and you've stopped creating for a while, pick up the pen, start writing again. Pick up the phone, start producing. Pick up the microphone, start singing again, start dancing, like start making again, and you'll find yourself all of a sudden evolving. Now, if we look at it in terms of marketing lens, the greatest shows, like the greatest reality TV shows, the greatest books, the greatest things that have been around are always evolving. And they're finding new ways to bring the same story into the marketplace. The church does this really well. They bring new pastors and new angles of teaching the Bible. A Harry Potter is coming out. I just saw this with a new TV series that they're trying to make it better than the movies and the books. It's like we're taking these principles and we keep making. So if you're a business owner who maybe you've gone through something hard, you've gone through a sticky season, what I want you to do is I want you to pick up the pen and start writing again. Start making and producing more than you're consuming. And all of a sudden, now you're going to be the top of mind in the marketplace. People are interested in you. What's she doing? Now, when you start making, though, with the lens of intentionality, it's not just I'm posting to post because that can't be it. An evolution is not an evolution because you increase the quantity. An evolution is an evolution because you increase the quality of something. So have you ever been like, I want to evolve. And then you start like sending out a bunch of emails, making a bunch of podcast episodes, and it's like nothing's working. Like you're just making to make versus you're making this because you have a new word to bring forward. Something has changed about you. And now you feel called to lead in a bigger way. That context is everything. So now when you make posts, make podcasts, make emails, send them out, they all have more power behind them. And people feel the change in power of the brand and they want to follow you and come with you as a leader. Versus just like pumping out songs to pump out songs does nothing. Pumping out songs with context, with a narrative, with an experience around it. Now we're talking about one of the greatest evolutions ever.
Or people don't want to follow you and they want to leave, which is also something like I am experiencing that because I changed pretty much everything about my business this year. And I think that's okay too, to, you know, not letting that stop you from going forward with whatever you want to bring to life.
Yeah, you'll have people leave for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, when you, but that can't be the reason why you stop evolving. So one of the greatest things I've learned is that people I find move in about 2-year cycles. I've learned, not everyone, but most people do. So what I've seen is inside my mentorship, because I've never stopped and I plan to keep going until I die inside of Freedom Queen. It's like people, they cycle through. So it's about, I've seen 2 years. So they'll go 2 years in, year and a half, 2 years in, 3 years in, 4 years in, year, 2 years. So people will go through cycles, but here's what will happen. If you stay on your evolution and you keep growing, people come back because they see the change. They see your aliveness grow, your magnetic pull be stronger than when they first worked with you. So it's like as long as you stay on that pathway and keep pioneering and you keep finding the next level of vision, people will return. So there's nothing to fear about people leaving or people never returning. It's like there's billions of people out there and you want to reach all of them. And people might come back, but if you focus You know, trying to keep somebody to staying with you is like trying to keep a partner that wants to not be with you. And they're like, I don't want to be with you. You're like, stay with me. And they're like, I'm repulsed even more now. Like, get out. They're weirded out. It's like a creepy guy that's obsessed with you. You're like, get away from me. It's the same thing. You can't hold on to people. You have to really release them. You have to let them go and you go on your own pathway. And if they choose to come back, amazing. If they choose to never come back, that's also amazing. But you didn't stop evolving. And that's what matters most. And then your brand will keep compounding.
That is so true. And I want to ask you something about the industry, like our online space industry. Because I don't know about you, Bridget, but I love watching like trends and, you know, just watching the dynamics of the online space. Mm-hmm. And something I've been noticing a lot in the last months is what I would call the big shedding, like a lot of women, you know, pivoting, letting go of core legacy offers, changing their entire branding, even, you know, letting go of parts of their business, all of that. And I think that's fascinating because one of the questions coming up again and again is, what do I do when success stops working? Like, what do I do when I find myself in a place of not liking my business anymore and feeling resentful and ultimately feeling stuck? And that is the word I'm looking for, stuck. Because that's what a lot of people have been telling me in the last 5 years as I started working with them on career transition. Which is at the core, it is, what is it? What it's an identity shift. Because if you change your career and not just change, you know, a bit, but like a lot of it, it is an identity shift. So actually the conversation that is coming forward now in the online space is something I've been working on in the B2C environment for years. And I think it's so interesting that to look at it from the lens of, you know, the B2B landscape. And I'm wondering, like, if there's somebody listening to this feeling really stuck, and I saw your Instagram live, like one of the latest lives where you said, well, if you're feeling stuck, you're actually not stuck in the way that you think you are. Can you say more about that? Because I thought that was a super interesting thought.
Yes. So when you're wanting to achieve something, you're looking for a goal and you want to achieve that goal. People often get that confused with vision. And I'm talking about this in my upcoming book, but a goal and a vision are not the same thing. And the reason people often feel stuck is because they achieved all of the goals that they want to achieve, and now the success means nothing to them. They've hit the things, or they haven't hit the things, and it also feels like nothing to them. So it has been my greatest work ever to not be obsessed with a goal, but to be obsessed with vision. Now, what is vision? Vision is your life force. Vision is the thing that makes you feel alive inside. It's the thing that keeps you going when nothing's working, but one little small thing, and you're like, I think I'm going to have the biggest launch ever, even though no one's bought yet, and you got ghosted in the DMs, and you're just so confident that it's going to be the biggest ever, and then it is, and you're like, what? That's vision, not goal. Because a vision is something that you are. A goal is something you achieve. And when we take out who you are and we try to achieve everything, you start to feel stuck. Because the only reason you feel stuck is because there's no forward momentum. Because let me give you an example. I find often that women are not moved by goals. Men are usually moved by goals. Mm-hmm. My husband is very moved by goals. When we bought our first house, he's like, we're going to buy the house. That moved him. He did it. For me, I was like, that doesn't move me. What moves me is like, who am I going to become? How am I going to feel by being a homeowner? So as women, one of the reasons why this business is so good for us is because we are moved by the work that we do, and other women are moved by the work that we do. And then that changes their life. Like, that's why this whole work works. Like, I could go down a whole thing of that, of when women pray. Like, we as women, when we speak power over each other, this works really, really well. And that's why our clients get the results that they get. I believe that the coaching industry was actually made for women. Well, it's made for the world, but women lead it in such a beautiful way. So we are moved by visions because we are the vision. I talk about this a lot. Like, if you want to be a really big leader, be the walking sales page. You are a walking sales page. It's just, are you selling what you want to sell? Are you selling a vision to people? Or are you selling a vision that you don't want?
So you're always the walking sales page, but are you a good sales page or are you a bad sales page? Are you the sales page you want or the sales page somebody else wants? So if you feel stuck, it's because you're too attached to a goal, the thing you wanted to achieve, instead of the vision that you wanted to become and who you wanted to be. Now, one of the most profound things about this is that when you connect back to the vision, and it has been my own experience, like I've done the things. I achieved the 500 person sold out conference. I achieved the multi-million dollar launches, the million dollar months, the multi six figures. I bought the house. I got married. We flew a private jet to our wedding at a castle in Italy. Like I've done all of the things. But if you don't feel like it, none of that matters. Yeah. And I feel like this is my greatest work this year, Nicole, with Freedom Queen Live, is really stripping back all of the extras. I want to strip back goals from people like crazy and watch how much women are going to achieve goals. Like, I believe that that's why this year more women than before in Freedom Queen are making 300K months, 500K months. One of my clients just celebrated a 414K month. Like, because we're stripping back all of the goals and the things that you need to achieve, and we're going back to the core of what it takes to build a business, which is just you.
Ooh, I love that, Bridget. Speaking of Freedom Queen Live, last question. I was there in November and it was fabulous. It was just like, wow, everybody should go. It's like a I can't even describe the energy in the room. And I want to ask you something, which is, the first time you wanted to run that conference in 2024, it didn't happen because you had to reschedule due to a hurricane that hit Florida that hadn't been, you know, there for like, I think, 100 years.
100 years.
Wow. So speaking of Murphy's Law, right? So that was like very unfortunate. And I want to know, Bridget, like if you were to think back, like if you were to go back in time and really reflect on that. Who was the version of you before having to go through that? And who was the Bridget coming out on the other side? Like identity-wise, what was the biggest shift that did to the person, Bridget?
Through that experience, it felt like, I often like to talk about mountains in my work because I think that they're amazing representatives and symbols for life. I felt like I went back to the bottom of the mountain. Now, I didn't go back like financially or in terms of numbers or influence, but in my soul, I felt like that. Like I always say, like during that season, I was in Paris right after that at the Ritz. I was getting ready for a client weekend. My team just came on to the team because all this stuff kind of got messed up around the hurricane for the better. And I remember saying, I did a live and I said, I found Freedom Queen at the bottom of the valley. And the funniest thing is that Freedom Queen, the woman, she was dancing and singing, and she didn't even know that she was in the valley. She was so happy. She was like skipping and dancing like a little girl, like, huh, like woo, like who just got out of school and she's like going home to hang out with her family. And she's like, this is the best day ever. I'm going to go home and have dinner with my family and it's good. And I'm maybe going to do some chalk on the sidewalk or play basketball with my mom or swim in the pool. And like, today's really awesome. And I believe that sometimes we have to lose ourselves to find ourselves. And it was in that moment where I felt like I found Freedom Queen. So Nicole, I literally went from making multi-six, like 200K in a month, to 1.6, I don't remember what it was now, that month. The next month, it's like, oh my God, quantum leaped. And I remember the next month at Freedom Queen Live, standing on that stage and I had no fear in my body. I had such a level of confidence because I was like, if I can go through what I just walked through, I can walk through this. And I believe that that's one of the greatest gifts about challenges. It really changes your threshold of leadership. You enter into a new threshold where you're like, well, if I can do all of that, you better believe I can do this. Like nothing else matters. I'm good. So I would say that was the biggest difference. And then there's been lots of evolutions since then. I'm very looking forward much so to this year, but that was the biggest year for Freedom Queen Live year one.
Why would I be coming to Freedom Queen Live 2026? Like one reason why everybody listening here should be coming.
Well, I would love to know from you, what was the thing? Because I always like to hear from it from attendees because I always have a very different experience than attendees. Oh, and
Yeah, I think just to connect with the other women, really, because it's such a difference, like seeing each other on a Zoom, you know, like exchanging thoughts like this, but at least sitting next to another woman saying like, oh yeah, I went through that. And that is what I'm working on as well. Mm-hmm. That's just an entire different level. And also the energy was like amazing, like supportive. Like, yeah, it's just like this being face to face in a room like that. It's just a life experience, really.
It's real. It's like, yes. Like I'm hearing you're like next to a person who maybe achieved something that you want to achieve. And this person's being the vision. And you're like, they did what they feel really good. One of the reasons I love to go to events, I actually just signed up for this event that I've gone to like every year forever, is I like to be in the energy. I go to events for energy because I know like the boost I'm going to get in my body and my inspiration is massive when I leave that event. So that, but Freedom Queen Live this year, again, it's like the theme of the free to be you. So we're removing all of the extra stuff and showing women like, here's how much money you make, how powerful you can be, and how alive you can feel when we just come back to the core of what builds a business, which is you.
Wow. I'll be there, Bridget, for sure. And I want to say thank you. Like, I want to acknowledge you for being you, for being like, for going first, for being such a light for a lot of women with the work that you do. So thank you for that. And thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me and talking to Mastermind. And I can't wait to see you in November.
I'm sure you enjoyed this interview just as much as I did. And if you get value out of this, please share the episode with your clients, mother, sister, and let Bridget and me know. And if you have any questions, if you want to reach out to Bridget or me, you'll find all relevant links in the show notes. So hear you in the next one. Take care. Bye.